How to maintain your ability to influence. When you invest a lot of your time and energy to become a master influencer, the last thing you want is for your power of influence to diminish. So, we have a number of methods that you can use to maintain your ability to influence. 1. Keep the relationship going. If you influence someone to do what you want, then it is not a good idea to disappear straight away. You need to make an investment in the relationship you have built with the people that you influence. It shows that you truly value them and what you are doing together, and they will be more likely to listen to you than any others that are gunning for their attention. One of the easiest ways to keep in touch with people is through email. If you want to make it more personal, which is a good idea, then chat with them using a messenger service or call them directly. If a person you have influenced sends you a message asking for your help, then always respond to this. Make a note of their birthday and send them a happy birthday email on the date. They will not be expecting this and will really appreciate it. You can connect with them on Facebook too and like and respond to some of their posts. 2. Avoid confrontation at all cost. If someone that you have influenced takes issue with you about something that you said or did, then do not take offense with this. Never get into an argument with them about it. Some people have running arguments online that are visible to all. Take a good look at what they are unhappy about and put yourself in their shoes. It is very unlikely that they are just trying to upset you, so think it through and respond quickly to them, making a commitment to helping them. 3. Be a connection maker. When you really know your audience, you will be able to introduce them to each other so that they can help each other out. This is something that both parties will really appreciate. It shows that you are willing to do everything that you can to help. Not only that, but you will build a perception that you have a lot of useful connections. People will always tend to trust a person that they feel is well-connected, and this is a great way to maintain your influence. 4. Admit you are not perfect. A lot of people expect influencers to have all of the answers. While this can be very flattering, it is clearly not true, as nobody knows everything. What you need to concentrate on is your core skill that the influencer was impressed by in the first place. If you do not know the answer to something, then be humble and honest about it. Here's an example. Let's say that your expertise is in copywriting for the web. You have a talent for writing sales pages and squeeze pages that get results. A member of your audience asks you if you can recommend a good web host. You are not an expert in web hosting, so what do? The best approach is to be honest and admit that you are not an expert in web hosting, but offer to help. A simple Google search can set this person in the right direction. If you are happy with your current web host, then you can share that with them too. Also, if you had a bad experience with a web host, you can share that too. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you are not an expert in another field, as long as it does not relate to your core skill. Web hosting is not part of the copywriting competency, so it is okay to admit you are no expert with it. We always recommend that you try and help the person regardless if you know anything about the subject or not. What some influencers will do is assume that the person is lazy and cannot be bothered to search for themselves. This is not a good attitude to have. They are asking you because they respect you as an expert or think that you have a lot of connections. So always keep on their side by offering all of the help that you can. In the next video, we will discuss the 3 key tactics of influencer mastery.